Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade nearly a year ago, Americans are having fewer abortions, at least 60,000 fewer by one count. The people carrying these pregnancies are often poor and homeless, and hundreds of maternity homes across the country offer women support. Katie Riddle brings us this story of one new home in Nampa, Idaho.
Sometimes Faith still can't believe her current circumstances.
It's like, I'm 25 and I have a curfew. This is so gross. I hate it.
She says, despite her reservations, when she found out about this maternity home outside Boise called The Nesting Place, it was her best option.
I just knew immediately. I was like, I'd be so stupid. I'd be so stupid if I turned this up.
She's 20 weeks pregnant. NPR is not using Faith's last name for this story. She says her ex-boyfriend was abusive. She doesn't want him to find her. Faith was born in Idaho into a family of hunters and athletes, but she says she always knew that she was meant to be a singer.
What song are you going to sing? One and Only by Adele. You've been on my mind. I grow fonder every day, lose myself in time. Just thinking of your face, and God only knows.
When she was 21, Faith moved to LA to chase her dream of singing professionally. She met a man who became her boyfriend last year. He's also a musician. Around this time, her life started coming undone. She lost her apartment.
I just kind of lived in my car and stayed in motels and the studio.
Then things went from bad to worse.
When I found out I was pregnant, I was just like, are you kidding me?
Faith left LA, back to Idaho to live with her family, but that fell apart too. Once again, she found herself homeless. She considered abortion, but she'd had one a few years previous. She still carries grief for that pregnancy.
It was really heavy on my heart a lot of the time.
Faith reached out to a crisis pregnancy center. Those are often associated with churches. They tried to steer people away from abortion. They told her they knew of a maternity home, a place she could live and have the baby.
And I was just like, what? There's just somewhere for me to live?
Standing in the kitchen of her new home, Faith points to a calendar. Her days are filled with activities like Christian support groups.
I do have to do my Embrace Grace homework tonight.
That's a group for parents, often single mothers. Participants focus on learning parenting skills with Christian values. Faith grew up Mormon. She left the church when she was a teenager. Since she's been back here, she says she's found a new faith.
And then my Celebrate Recovery meeting is tonight.
The Nesting Place is a ministry. Executive Director Robin Waters thinks back to a news article she read in 2018.
What would happen to your state if Roe v. Wade was overturned?
That got her thinking about how many more women would have babies in Idaho if abortion became illegal.
Well, wouldn't a maternity home be like the perfect answer?
Waters was already running a crisis pregnancy center. The Nesting Place opened in February.
Let's start in this room.
Waters gestures to the living room of the newly renovated house. There are two residents living here now. There's space for eight.
You can see that door just shuts off the rest of the house. So this is
the only space where residents can have visitors. This home is funded entirely through donations, largely from nearby churches. Evangelical pastor Keith Wagner stopped by on this day. Sitting in the living room, Wagner recalls the day Roe was overturned.
And I remember thinking, like, I can't believe this just happened.
Helping women who are carrying pregnancies to term is not something the Christian right was prepared for, he says.
Their position has way too often been only defined by what they're against. I'm against abortion. And so what happened was they had to say, oh, hold on a second. Okay, we've prayed for this. Now what are we going to do?
There are 4,000 people in Wagner's congregation. He encourages them to be open to adoption or foster parenting, giving more than just money.
And it's not just a sacrifice of a check. It's a sacrifice of the mess and saying, I'm opening my home to be part of this.
And do you think your congregation is ready to do that? I mean, that's a pretty big ask.
No, not totally.
Idaho has now passed some of the most austere abortion restrictions in the country. Thousands of low-income women or those living in poverty will give birth here this year. But places like this maternity home don't work for everyone.
I just feel really alone
29-year-old Autumn Hendry was considering abortion at 9 weeks pregnant. Then she met the people at the nesting place.
They made me feel really comfortable, and I was able to quit using.
She'd been struggling with substance abuse. She was also homeless. The maternity home, the pregnancy, it all seemed like it could work out. For a few weeks, it did. But then Hendry relapsed and had to leave. She's 26 weeks pregnant now and homeless again.
I don't want to be pregnant anymore. And so I don't really know what to do.
Do you regret now not having an abortion?
Yeah.
On this day, she's sitting outside a house. A guy she knows lives here. She's hoping to stay the night, but she's not sure he'll let her. She feels like she has no good options. Adoption is a possibility. But Hendry has been through that once before. Her son Jacob was removed from her custody when he was 5.
He was taken at school, and I fought for him for 3 years.
Child abuse, the authorities said. He was put in foster care.
I started seeing that Jacob was having a really, he was improving a lot while he was in there. And so I decided that it was probably best for him.
Hendry doesn't want to relive the trauma of giving up another child. Robin Waters at the nesting place says among the handful of women they've worked with so far, the prevalence of substance abuse and homelessness has been surprising.
I thought it was just like, oh, someone's pregnant, but they have, you know, their parents aren't wanting them to be, or they have no friends, or they need a job.
Research shows that women with substance use disorders are at greater risk for unplanned pregnancies. And nearly 20% of people who seek abortions are homeless, according to one study. Waters says she feels for Autumn Hendry, but the no drugs rule is important.
Those are some choices that she's made and making.
Waters still counts Autumn Hendry as a kind of victory. That's because she convinced her not to have an abortion.
The outcomes in this ministry are so hard to see. It can be years later.
Years later is something Faith, the singer who moved here from LA, is also thinking about. Her baby is due in the fall. She's excited, but also mad at how little the situation demands of her child's father. He's still in LA, as far as she knows. She's not asking him for help. She's afraid of what he might do.
It's just like unfair when I think about it. He gets to continue his music journey.
The nesting place has helped her come up with a plan. Live here 6 months after the baby is born, that's the limit, become a massage therapist to earn a living, and someday return to her original goal, move back to LA and become a professional singer. This is what she tells herself.
I'm just pressing pause right now.
But when she hits play on that dream again, things will be different. She'll have her daughter. For NPR News, I'm Katia Riddle in Nampa, Idaho.
You're the only one that I want. I don't know why I'm scared, 'cause I've been here before.